You are listening to the Dance Medicine Podcast, brought to you by AZ Dance Medicine Specialists. I'm your host, Dr. Alexis Sams, and I'm super excited to share all the stories, tips, and info that's made AZ Dance Med a success, and I hope that it brings you more success working with your dancers. So let's get started. Hey everybody, welcome to the Dance Medicine Podcast. You know who this is, Dr. Alexis Sams, the owner of AZ Dance Medicine Specialists and the Dance Medicine Specialist Network. And funny story, I'm not even gonna mess this up. So, full disclosure, guys, this is the third take we did on this podcast because I wanna make sure that I get her name right. We are talking about the AZ Dance Med internship program today. And so I'm talking with Zoe Riccitelli.
Yay!
Yay!
You got it.
Oh my gosh. Legit, I think this is like the fourth take, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Zoe, and we were just thinking about what we were going to do for our next podcast episode, and so I was like, let's just have a discussion about like the internship program. It's still growing. We're really excited about it. Zoe's amazing, and she has been the entire time, so that's what we're going to talk to you guys about today. So, we both wrote like cross questions to ask each other to just kind of let you guys know like how things roll here in terms of our internship program and being an intern, which should be fun because I don't know if I know all the questions that she's going to ask me. Actually, I'm going to start if that's okay with you, Zoe. First question, which isn't really one of the questions that I asked, but just like kind of tell like the listening audience just a little bit about like where you're from, what program you're in, like what qualifications you're fulfilling during the internship here.
Overall in general?
Yes.
Okay.
Like what's your schooling because that you're fulfilling your requirements here?
All here. Okay. I am a senior at Arizona State University. I'm majoring in kinesiology. And the program that I am in requires an internship experience. And so I really wanted to reach out to Dr. Alexis because her program here at AZ Dance Med is exactly what I wanted, mixed with PT, dance, and other functional medicine.
That's why she's here. Cool. And where, remind me where you're from originally?
Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. Yes.
So, all right.
Yeah. We love having people from like all over the country. Okay, so question number one for Zoe. What's the most inspiring thing so far that you've either seen or like actually like learned? Like what's been the thing like that you like got in the car and you're like, wow, that was like crazy. That was amazing.
Probably the most inspiring thing was kind of a collective of being here. I would say just that you can take your career in different pathways. I feel like in school, they often try to set you on a pathway and say it's like very limited, but watching you go like as a PT and develop this whole program based on something else was very inspiring because as a kinesiology student, all the health and like corrective stuff is based on muscles. But here, Dr. Alexis goes into so much more than just that. So just learning that there's more out there than what you can learn potentially is really cool and inspiring to me.
That's actually a really good point because I remember, so many moons ago, even when I was in undergrad and even grad school with PT, there was kind of all this, almost like this like boxed framework, which isn't bad. It's definitely not bad. But for some of our work to be very focused on just like the musculoskeletal system and like muscle-based like movement and muscle dysfunction and like you kind of almost get tunnel vision. And yeah, like I think one of the things that has helped us grow as a company and like really help us expand our ability to help more people is the fact that we're looking beyond that. So yeah, that's definitely it. Honestly, it like inspires me and I'm really cool. Like the person doing it or like Lisa, like our performance coach, like she's doing stuff and I've trained her and I'm still like, wow, that really worked.
Yeah.
And it's really all about just like branching out and thinking outside of the musculoskeletal system. Cool. What's like the craziest, wackiest, funniest thing that you've ever seen? Like.
Oh man, there's a lot. I love it when clients come in and they're like, this is voodoo magic. Or when you do something with them and they just like their mouth opens, it drops. Their parents are like, I've never seen anything like this before. So, I mean, that's kind of goes along with the neurokinetic therapy in a way. It's based in practice, but I love seeing the clients be surprised by that it actually works. There's a lot of stuff that you do here. You have to keep an open mind and see.
Ooh, open mind is
It's
like,
huge.
yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that I really don't have too much to say about that. You definitely have to have an open mind. I like even have to keep an open mind. Like the rest of the team has to keep an open mind because, yeah, craziness happens. In terms of like things working that we didn't think was gonna work, or people getting better faster or more quickly than we thought, or just, yeah, it's crazy. What do you think is the coolest skill that like you've learned?
Well, very lucky here because you let me do a lot of hands-on work. So just using the wand, the lymph wand is really cool skill to help like patients with their lymphatic flow and their fluid flow. Also taping is really cool. Just any hands-on opportunity that I get here is really awesome.
Yeah, that was something that was, I think, personally important to me, to just give experiences. So in Zoe's role as an intern, she's with us like 100% of the time. But it doesn't mean that she can't kind of like get in, you know, we're right there next to her and like kind of get her hands dirty a little bit in terms of seeing like how different bodies feel. Yes, applying tape. Yes, like holding and like moving like the lymph wand around that we use to stimulate lymphatic and fluid flow. I think one of the things that she may or may not remember me saying, she remembers because she's amazing, that I kind of like referenced when she started that like, you're not just gonna like fold towels and wash tables here. I mean, we don't even have towels here. If you know anything about our environment, I was like, I should probably explain that a little bit. That sounds kind of weird if you're just listening, like they don't have towels. But yes, we wanted to make sure that we create a learning environment that's really about learning. Some people learn by doing, you know, we're very cognizant and we like to take pay attention to lots of different learning styles. So yes, some people learn by watching and observation is definitely like part of what we do, but yeah, we want you guys to have like some hands-on opportunities and experiences to do things. So yeah, I'm glad that you appreciate those opportunities to do those things because we like being able to provide them. All right, last question for you, and then we're gonna flip the script. What is something, and it, I guess it could be like a couple of things, but does anything come to mind that you would tell a prospective intern about our program? Like if somebody came up to you and was like, Zoe, I think we're gonna apply to like AZDance Med's internship program. Like, what do I need to know? Like, what should I do? Like, I mean, it's gonna be amazing, but you know,
It's gonna be amazing, is what I
what do you
would
think
first
you
say.
would tell somebody if they asked you like what's it like? What should they expect?
Definitely the first thing I would tell them is keep an open mind. For sure, going
Open
back to
mind.
that, there's a lot of stuff that you probably haven't seen ever in school or in treatment or physical therapy if you're interested in that. So keep an open mind when you come here. There's also so much more like functional medicine. So if you're really interested in like learning about that pathway, also it's not all about dance here. Dance is a big part, but Dr. Alexis also works with a variety of clients. So you have like mothers here that come in with their daughters and other clients with their own nutrition. So it's definitely a lot to learn here, which is really cool. When you come into your internship, be ready to learn, be very confident, even if you don't know what to do or you've never done anything before. Dr. Alexis will help you through anything as long as you show that you're ready. And if you messed up, it's okay. There's many times that I have probably messed up, but
Yes,
they help me, yep, be
definitely.
there. So,
Yeah, like I'm glad you said that because
yeah.
we don't, I like I've told Zoe, or I did in the beginning, because she's great once again. But in the beginning, I was like, you're not going to hurt anybody. Like, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you an experience or ask you to do anything or, you know, that's going to be hurtful to you or the client. Like, obviously, like, safety is first all across the board. So that said, I think that's a really good point. Like, don't be afraid to kind of, like, jump in and try and learn because you'll just get a great experience. So, all right. Zoe's got a couple questions for me. I think I know what two of them are, but I may not know what the, and I'm not even looking at her notes. Like, her notes are sitting on the table and I'm not even looking at them because I want to be surprised. So go all for right. it. Fire away.
So the first one, how would you describe your ideal intern?
Okay. I knew that question. Okay.
So she's ready for this one.
I'm ready for this one.
Got a list.
My ideal intern, I mean, really is just Zoe, and I told her I was going to say that. I'm going to answer the question, but I also am going to answer it in the context of Zoe. Here's what I liked about her. One, she researched our company before her interview, so she already had an idea of what we were about, what we were doing. She had an idea of like our reach in terms of the different types of things that we do and how we extend out into the community. Right off the bat, like as soon as we kind of just started chatting in the beginning of her interview, I could tell that she had done her homework. And I could feel the energy of her really wanting to be here. So I think that that's number one in terms of like an ideal intern, like somebody who wants to be here and they demonstrate the desire to be here by kind of like doing their homework and being prepared in terms of the interview process. The other ideal part I think would be the confidence in trying. Confidence, I think a lot of people get it confused with like having to know all the things or know what to do or know everything. And that's couldn't be further from the truth. It's just so wrong. Confident is showing up and trying, not being afraid to try, not being afraid to communicate, ask questions, ask for help, offer to help. All of those things kind of go into a confident intern for me. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to know these know things. You're not supposed to know anything. That's why you're here. But not being comfortable to try or not feeling comfortable to speak up, I definitely think is going to limit your experience and what you can learn and what we'll be able to teach you. So I think those are the top two things, like being prepared, doing your homework, knowing what we have to offer, and then being confident in terms of speaking up, taking action, and participating.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And then what are some of the do's and don'ts while being an intern?
Do's and don'ts. Okay, so the first one that popped in my head was don't be quiet. In terms of like, kind of like what we were just talking about in terms of like defining confidence. Like, don't sit in the corner and just watch and look and say nothing and do nothing. Like, don't be afraid. We have a very strong learning energy and learning environment. I'm always learning something. Like, you'll be here and you'll hear me tell clients, like, I learned something new since the last time you were here, so we're gonna check this. Like, literally, I'm reading and I'm learning weekly. So I think the big don't is, don't be quiet. Don't be small. You know, definitely come out and be like willing to learn and willing to talk and willing to engage and be a team player. And I guess that's the flip side, ask questions, ask to do things, try things, participate. I think just showing your desire to really learn and embrace everything that we have to offer is the biggest like do. Don't be afraid of failing. I mean, show up. That's you're going to pass. Like, I think sometimes people or potential interns can get afraid of, like, doing well. And if you're listening on the podcast, I'm doing, like, air quotes for doing well. And the doing well is just participating and just being present and engaging with clients and with the team here. So I think those are kind of like the biggest do's and don'ts. Like, do you participate and don't be quiet?
Yeah. Definitely ask questions, because you're going to learn so much more if you ask questions.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then last one is describe a typical day for an intern.
Okay. A typical day, folding towels. I'm just kidding. a typical day, do we even have typical days?
Not like, really.
Do we have typical days? No. I mean, we, I guess in the general sense of... okay, if you can't tell, I kind of knew, but I didn't know she was going to ask me this one. So this one, yeah, I got to think off the top of my head for this one. I think a typical day, or what we really strive to do is in your schedule, like, we schedule out the days and the hours each week, that you come to be here. And I think within that schedule, we try to set aside actual learning teaching time. So I think in a typical day, like today that we're actually recording this is a Wednesday, and we're recording it during like the first hour of Zoe's shift. And usually this first hour is a learning time. And within our internship program, we have different key points and key skills that we want to discuss or expose interns to. So we have the learning hour, and we have that a couple weeks out of a couple hours out of the week. I think moving through the day, there's opportunity to observe us working with clients, to participate working with clients, whether it's in documentation or just trying a couple of skills like applying tape or some of the things that Zoe already mentioned. I think a typical day is fun. Mm-hmm. We try to keep things really, like, we try to keep things really relaxed, still engaging, still a good learning environment, still, like, helpful to all of our clients, but, like, if you know us as a team at AZ Dance Med, like, we also like to have a really good time as well. So, yeah, we almost have that kind of, like, what happens at AZ Dance Med stays at AZ Dance Med sometimes, because, like, we have a good time. Like, our clients love us. Like, they like to have a good time. So I think a typical day is, like, it's fun. It's not just, like, active and like we're all doing things. Like, we like our music, we've got our studio space in the front, so like we go and we have like stretch times and we try exercises, and it's just, yeah, it's fun. So typical, there's learning, there's helping, and then there's fun. I think those would be like the top three things. Yeah, so I hope you guys like really enjoyed like our talk. I enjoyed talking in our conversation. There were like a couple of things that like came up that I was like, oh yeah, that is really cool. Or yeah, that is something that I, you know, like to see, like you were talking about, in an ideal intern. So to kind of wrap things up, if you think that you might be interested in having an internship experience here, I'll make it really easy for you. azdancemed.com/internship. That's where you can go to get a summary of requirements, an overview of kind of like how we roll here, and then all of the instructions to start the application process. If you're wondering who the internship experience is for, it is best suited for, I'm going to repeat this, best suited for, okay, college, like undergrad, high school students, students who desire to figure out or have an experience in dance medicine and want to see an environment and an opportunity where that is practiced on a consistent and daily basis. So that being said, I always get questions about whether we accept PT students or PTA students. That one gets a little sticky, and I'm gonna answer honestly why. It is because of all the things that we do within our dance medicine specialist network. We don't just treat in the clinic. We also have our mentoring and coaching programs. We have our professional development seminars. We also do a lot of community outreach programs. So honestly, occasionally we run into issues with PT and PTA programs because they have stronger clinical hour requirements. That's actually the biggest thing. But it does not mean that we're not open to trying and working with your school to see if our environment would be a good fit and would satisfy your clinical rotation. So if you're a PT student or a PTA student and you're interested, still go ahead and complete like the internship application, hit us up, and we will work with your school and see if we can make it a good fit. But I know I get ask that question a lot because it sounds like sometimes, you know, people are like, well, you won't see PT students. Well, it's not that we won't. We just have to make sure that we can actually fulfill your school's requirements. So thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Thanks for being amazing. She is halfway at this point so that we're recording, sad. About halfway through her internship experience, and we're already like, no, you can't. So thanks for chatting with me. We're going to go get back to work. You guys have a great day. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and catch us next time. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Alexis from AZ Dance Medicine Specialist. Just want to remind you to follow us on all of our social media. Check us out on Facebook at AZ Dance Med, Instagram at AZ Dance Med, mention us on Twitter at AZ Dance Med. You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where we're listed as AZ Dance Medicine Specialists. And now you can listen to our monthly podcast on your favorite streaming network, including Spotify and Apple Music.